Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As spring practice is rolling around the corner, and we're not too far away from thinking about when we're going to be kicking off in the fall, I want to just spend a little time talking about some college coaches that have a lot to prove this season. Every coach, of course, is under pressure. Technically, if you want to call it hot seat, although that's usually reserved for those that are in danger of getting fired, and some may be. But the reality is there's pressure all the time. But there's some guys that just have maybe more to prove for different circumstances. So every coach is in a unique circumstance. But we thought we'd talk about some of those guys, a topic on today's Landry Football Podcast, part of the Landry Football Podcast Network, which you can get by subscribing, liking, and sharing the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, a reminder, you can get more detailed breakdowns of the game of football. LandryFootball.com is where you want to go, where you want to be. LandryFootball.com, the NFL and college football from a playing, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective. LandryFootball.com is where you want to be. If it's players, teams, coaches, schemes, we got you covered at LandryFootball.com. And the scouting season offer not only gets you the remainder of free agency, the draft, spring practice, transfer portal, recruiting, all the way through, but all the way through next football season. That's what we got for you all year round, LandryFootball.com. You like football, you'll love LandryFootball.com. So, as I said, every head coach in college football faces unique circumstances each season. Expectations change, and certain factors like roster, as well as the strength of schedule, vary year to year. Some coaches find themselves in a situation with more to prove than others based on these dynamics and others. This is no different heading into this season. We're going to take a look, with the first season. I got to remind you this first season with the newly expanded 12-team college football playoff and more conference realignment as the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, and SEC strengthen in numbers. Job security in college football changes on an annual basis with an emphasis on recent accomplishments, both on the field and in recruiting. Again, those results have relative to expectations for each program. And some of the best coaches in the country facing pressure to live up to massive contracts. So let's take a look at a dozen or so, but maybe dozen, 15 power conference head coaches with a lot to prove. I'll say Deion Sanders of Colorado. He's a lot of talk. He's a lot of bravado. And no one got more hype for doing virtually nothing than Deion did as a coach last year at Colorado. You know, there's still a lot of big talk and big plans for Colorado. They lost 8 of their last 9 games to close out the year. And I'm not surprised by that. In fact, I think the expectations were too high. I don't think it was realistic to think that he could do anything in year one. And the fact that he really didn't, other than maybe beat a TCU team at the beginning of the year. And that was a shocker to many people because people couched that as they were in the national championship last year. No, they weren't. TCU was, but not that team. They attacked the transfer portal, made notable upgrades in the trenches, not only to help Dion's son, Shadur, establish a steady running game, but to also get after opposing passers as well. A return to the Big 12 could lead to some challenges with one of the toughest schedules in the newly expanded league. Simply making a bowl game would be considered a successful season. I think he needs that. I think if he doesn't, I think this hype train is going to work in reverse as it always does. It's going to become real negative towards him. Sonny Dykes at TCU, they failed to reach a bowl game the season after finishing runner-up in the college football playoffs. And I know he talked about, well, we're not going to be a one-hit wonder, referring to the fact that they went to the playoffs last year and they were expecting to get back and be competitive again this year. They had eight players from that team selected in the 23 draft, which made for an almost impossible task to reload the roster. They need to prove the postseason run was not a fluke. And TCU legitimately is one of the top programs in the new-look Big 12, sans Oklahoma and Texas. They face six of the eight teams with the highest projected preseason win totals in the Big 12 for 24. So I think it's he's in trouble if he doesn't, but he's got a lot to prove. Dave Aranda at Baylor, another coach in the Big 12. He's 10-16 since winning the Big 12 championship in 21. Dave Aranda ranked among best rising coaches in college football just three seasons ago, but it's trending in the wrong direction after back-to-back busts in Waco last season. And it's because Dave is a developer. He's a coach. He's not nearly the recruiter as he is a coach. And in this day and age, it's more important than ever. And despite the fact that they've got tons of money in Baylor, they're not really built for the NIL.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Transfer portal world. Because a developer is not going to be as successful in this type of environment unless you're at a high level like a Michigan, where you can recruit well and keep them in the system. It's going to be difficult, and Baylor is not that. So this is going to be difficult for him. Last season, the Bears won just three games, matching the second lowest total for the program in 23 years, excluding the pandemic-affected campaign, of course. Baylor expects to be fighting for bowl eligibility, and anything less than that could be out the gate for Dave Aranda. Pat Narduzzi at Pitt had its worst season in a quarter century with just three wins last year. The Panthers and Narduzzi flopped in 23 after winning a combined 20 games the prior two seasons. Expectations, folks, you win, they expect you to do it all the time. Was it simply a down year for Pitt or a sign of things to come in the future? Narduzzi certainly hopes it's the former and that he can lead the Panthers back to a bowl game in 24. Mario Cristobal at Miami. We know he can recruit. We know they've got a great NIL setup. But he owns a losing record in two seasons as the head coach of Miami, 12-13 overall, with a bowl appearance in 23. They're in a position potentially make a big jump in 24 with Cam Ward taking the reins of the offense. Miami has yet to make any of the weekly college football playoff rankings under Cristobal. Still, the Hurricanes are projected to be among the favorites in the ACC alongside Clemson and Florida State. You know that Clemson's come back a little bit to the pack. Still good and maybe still the best in the ACC, but not as dominant as they used to be. And you've got Florida State that's coming off of a great year last year, bound to come back to the pack a little. You don't challenge those teams and make your stake in the ACC, I think he's going to be in a lot of trouble. And I think the question about Mario has always been his ability to coach, to prepare a team during the week for games and to coach in games, not been very good. It's been being kind. It's very, very poor. Mack Brown at North Carolina, there are only three active coaches in college football with an FBS championship. Mack Brown is one of them. Kirby Smart, Dabo, the others. North Carolina has experienced relative success in his return as head coach, but the Tar Heels seem to peak, falling short of a double-digit win in each of the five seasons back in Chapel Hill. Even with two of the best quarterbacks in program history, Brown is 72, needs to prove he can still has what it takes to lead a winning program without a likely first-round NFL draft pick at quarterback. Staying in the ACC, Dabo Sweeney. Speaking of head coaches with a national title, Dabo has one. He's still among the best in college football, but after a second consecutive year without an ACC title and less than 10 wins for the first time in a dozen years, it begs the question if Sweeney is on a decline at Clemson. A persistence to not use the transfer portal as an advantage and stick to high school recruiting almost exclusively has not led to a national championship contention for the Tigers, who last made the playoffs in 2020. Now, making the playoffs is going to be at a minimum for what he's going to have to do now. And it's going to be interesting for him and these other programs in the new 12-team playoff era. Can you get in and just get hot? He must prove that his approach is winnable. And the only way he's going to do that is if he wins a title, because winning two titles in the old system, the old way, his approach just only shows that he's not able to adapt. At least that's a perception. Across the state, Shane Beamer at South Carolina had considerable hype surrounding its football program in 23. We warned you that that wasn't going to continue. A little too much hype about Shane. The transfer portal losses were too much to overcome. They failed to reach a bowl game for the first time under Shane Beamer. He's 3-11 record against ranked opponents over the past three seasons shows there are steps needed to just get South Carolina into the middle tier of the SEC. The upcoming 24 season is undoubtedly a prove-it year. Beamer, with a strong incoming class and transfer portal, has to prove that he can coach at this level and win consistently.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss led Ole Miss to a pair of New Year's Six bowl games so far during his time in Oxford. But so did former head coaches Hugh Freeze and Houston Nutt. Ole Miss is all in on the transfer portal with hopes of being a top contender in the SEC in 24, potentially securing a bid in the expanding college football playoff. He needs to prove those roster moves and money spent on NIL were worth it. Fortunately for Ole Miss, the schedule is favorable, but there is a high expectation. Probably not going to reach the expectation level that a lot of the media have them. A lot of folks throw them in the top five. First of all, they're not a top five. When you talk about rankings, they're tiers. And they're probably in the third tier nationally. Maybe the bottom of the second. But anything short of making the playoffs would be a disappointment because they're loaded for bear at Ole Miss. Sam Pittman at Arkansas, they opted not to make a change at Arkansas at head coach following this season, which saw the Razorbacks finish with just four wins. Sam Pittman has experienced a steady decline after guiding Arkansas to its highest single win total, nine, in more than a decade back in 21. The 11-23 record against SEC competition does not measure up to expectations. Pressure's on Pittman to prove they can get the Razorbacks trending in the right direction. Bob Petrino's in the building. There's going to be a lot of criticism and a lot of emphasis to bump Petrino up if the offense plays well, but teams can't win. Maybe enough. I do think, though, if Bob does his job well enough, then I think Sam will be fine. But I think if they don't, obviously Sam is in trouble. Billy Napier, certainly a guy in the hot seat. He owns a losing record after two seasons at Florida. The Gators are 11-14 overall under the head coach without a season above 500. The return on investment is not there yet since hiring Napier from Louisiana Lafayette in 22. Gators should be a top-tier program in the SEC, but back-to-back 3-5 records against league competition since Napier took over prove otherwise. Unfortunately, the 24's Florida schedule is absolutely brutal with games against six of the eight teams with the highest projected win totals in the SEC. The non-conference games against Miami and Florida State are tough. He's under a lot of pressure. What about Jonathan Smith of Michigan State? I love this hire. I made this is one of the early moves, moving away from Oregon State. I think it's a win-win situation personally. He guided the Beavers to their best stretch in almost 15 years as alma mater. Three consecutive bowl games. We know the Pac-12 dissolved. He must prove he can have similar success in the newly expanded Big Ten. Michigan State has one bowl appearance since Mark D'Antonio retired after the 19 season. Without divisions in the Big Ten, they could compete for a spot in the college football playoffs. Maybe not this upcoming season, but maybe in the next couple of years. There'll be pressure for him to do it and to show signs that he can get the program maybe onward towards where D'Antonio had him. Lincoln Riley, USC, probably deserves some slack in 24 when USC moving into the Big Ten and the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Caleb Williams departing for the draft. However, he made changes to the defensive staff, overhauling. He has got to prove that he is a head coach, not just an offensive coordinator. He needs to prove he made the right hires. Win immediately on that side of the ball. The Trojans ranked fourth worst among Power 5 conference teams in scoring defense. They struggled to keep pace even with one of the best scoring offenses. And somehow he skates in the eyes of the media because, oh, he looks at the offense. No, he's the head coach. And he failed as a head coach overseeing defense at Oklahoma and now at USC. I don't think they're going to put up with that. And I think if they get embarrassed in the Big Ten, I think he'll be gone after year one in the Big Ten. Sherrone Moore is under pressure for an obvious reason. Replacing Jim Harbaugh, I think there's always that pressure when you replace someone who did great things. He did a great job, and I think it's a good hire. He did a great job as an interim role. It led him to four wins as acting head coach while Jim Harbaugh served two separate suspensions. One of those wins came against Ohio State and ultimately resulted in third consecutive Big Ten title for Michigan, as well as a national championship. With Harbaugh back in the NFL, he must validate the Wolverines' decision to promote him to full-time coach. While he does return a number of contributors, both players and coaches, he's going to have to prove that everyone says, well, he did great as an interim. It's one thing to lead the ship when the ship is kind of gliding and on autopilot. Now you've got to recruit. You've got to develop. You've got to hire coaches. You've got to make decisions unilaterally 365. That's what a head coach is. I don't know if Sharon can do it. I mean, I think he can do it. I just don't know that he's going to be as successful. People think, well, he won 4 games as an interim. Well, that's going to continue only if he's able to do all those other things that he's not been in a position to do. Well, we'll see if he can. Speaking of pressure, the guy that's under the most pressure in college football this year is Ryan Day at Ohio State. I mean, you can also say Kalen DeBoer's under pressure the same way that Jerron Moore is under pressure. But I think replacing a legend is going to be challenging, and Kalen has got a program that's in really good shape, and I think that he's going to do a good job, and I don't think he's going to win the national championship, but neither has Nick Saban the past 2-3 years.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But I think Ryan Day of Ohio State is under the most pressure. Can he lead them to a national championship? That's what they want. That's what they're expecting. That's what they're expecting this year. You can't be under any more pressure than national championship or bust. The Buckeyes fell short of their lofty expectations again in 23, losing to Michigan for a third straight season. As a result, Ohio State put all its chips on the table with big moves in the transfer portal and staff changes, which included bringing in former UCLA head coach Chip Kelly to be the new offensive coordinator. They decided to hand the play-calling duties he did to his mentor so he can focus on the big picture. Now he's got the talent. He's got a lot of guys coming back. He's added tremendous talent in the transfer portal. Great recruiting class. Yeah, it's as much pressure. Lose to Michigan again, one and out in the playoffs, which I'm just going to assume that they're going to make it. And I think he's in trouble. So we shall see. We shall see how it is. We got more details on these guys as well as other breakdowns around spring practice, transfer portal, at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you come on board today. Take advantage of our scouting season offer. It's the best deal that we've got going. Or you can try it out for a month or 6 months, whatever is your pleasure. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify. That way you don't miss any of our content, all our NFL content, all our college football content. If you like football, you'll love LandryFootball.com. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.